Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller along with Jerry Newberry. And, it just keeps every week, Jerry, seems like we find some new ways that people are trying to connect with the military.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the social networking sites, communications is changed so dramatically, so quickly.
Yeah.
A couple things. I've been preaching this for a very long time. My days of climbing up in the soapbox go back to when John Kerry was running for president. And I always used the leadership of VFW. I always used the example. I used Howard Dean.
Right.
And the amount of money he raised when he was running. And I also used, of course, diametrically opposed to Howard Dean, was a Swift Boat vet.
Right.
But it were two great examples. And then, of course, I used the Obama campaign and how they utilized all the social networking sites. They were brilliant.
Yeah.
And still are. And then, of course, most recently, Iran. I mean, if you want some examples of the power of social networking sites. So we're real big on it, and VFW's on Twitter and Facebook, and I enrolled in this site some time ago. It's called Together We Served. A friend of mine is in the military, and he invited me to join it, so I did. We have the guy who does it all on Together We Served with us today.
The co-founder, Wesley Prater. Mr. Prater, how are you?
Hi, good, guys. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And Randy, you didn't notice this, but he's a retired Marine officer. So unless you want Major Prater to come through the line at you, you better call him Major.
Major, excuse me.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Hey, what a sight.
Thank you very much. We're actually quite proud of it, and we're very encouraged to see it continue to grow, and more importantly, to help our military folks from all branches of service. We opened our last iteration or version of the site just this summer with our Coast Guard version when it came online.
All right, tell us a little bit about the history of the site. Now, you started it, and I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm wrong a lot, this site was originally developed by DOD or sponsored by DOD. Is that correct?
No, actually not. Together We Served as a standalone private enterprise that we developed it back first in 2003.
Well, how'd you get the idea for this?
You know, how do you get most ideas?
Sitting around having a beer? Or?
As humble as that sounds, it's largely true.
That's where some of the best ideas come from.
Right.
But I was surprised to hear that it's been around since 2003. And when you first got started, Major, was it tough to convince people? Because in 2003, when you're talking about this gigantic idea that you've got through the internet,
they're saying, "What the hell are you talking about?"
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that kind of is an accurate description. Actually, we built this thing. The very first site that opened was for the Marines, and
were you still active then?
I was, and I was just kind of offering my advice and help on the side, and to help design this thing and get it going. And the concept, the original concept, which is still very much in place today, was to build a site that would one, preserve military heritage, because we've got living history out there that, sad to say, as time goes by, is leaving us. And we wanted to provide a tool that folks could describe their own military history, which, I think is something every veteran or those that are currently serving ought to be extremely proud of and willing to share that with their friends, loved ones, anybody who's willing to listen to them. So we wanted to provide a tool that would, allow every service member to document their service history. And in that regard, we like to call Together We Served, shortened it to TWS. We like to refer to TWS as a military heritage community. And what became obvious over time is by virtue of folks doing that, of recording their service history, we had a tool that was growing that would allow them to reconnect with each other and become a buddy finder, to find those they served with. And that's what's proven to be extremely powerful because of the unique format that we have, those that haven't seen the site. Your military history is described on your own profile page. It looks like an open book that you enter everything from your service history that you're comfortable in. And by the way, everything is privacy protected. You control who can and can't see it. Everything from boot camp to units served in, colleges attended, battles and operations, awards, medals received, you name it. Everything you enter, it documents your own service history. You can share your profile view if you choose to do so to make it viewable by friends and family. It becomes kind of an online shadow box, if you will. But when you do that, our server is working in the background, and it's finding other people that have entered similar data. And so somebody you might have served with 40 years ago who just came online last week entered his military history, you enter yours, and then our server is going to send you an email that says, hey, your buddy Frank just entered similar data to what you did. You might know him. Go take a look, see if you served together. And that's what it's really grown into over time. I kind of got off on a rabbit trail there, I guess.
Well that's fine because you described it great, but let me throw my two cents worth.
I was just going to ask you.
Well, I always do.
I was just going to ask you, Jerry. I mean, personal experience. You know the site.
Yeah.
Have you utilized it to do that?
Actually, I put just minimal information on there, just to get on the site. But two of my assistants. Shame me into going back onto the site and trying to update my history a little bit.
Right.
And like you said, Major Prater, it's a way to record and describe and document your own military history. And what's really nice about this, you can do it in words, but the way you can do it graphically. Posting photographs, and you can go in there, and it has a list of military awards, and you go on there, and you build your own ribbon bar, awards that and medals that you've earned while in the military, and you pick them out, you click on them, and it displays them, and it displays them in appropriate order. So it looks really cool. So if you go onto my website, you know, and I don't want anybody to go there. I'm not pushing you there, but, you know, you see the jump wings and the CIB and things like that. So it's really cool. You can put your, units up there. If you served with 101st, you can put your patch up there. Right. It's really cool.
Have you connected it with any of your,
Actually, I have a couple of people, and that's just been a recent thing. And
of course, the more it grows, what kind of numbers are we talking about right now, Major? We're talking to Major Wesley Prater, co-founder of TogetherWeServed.com. But what kind of numbers do you have up on the site right now?
All total from all of the five websites combined, you know, the one free service, we're proud of this accomplishment. We achieved over 1 million members.
Wow.
Each of the sites has a little different count because they're different ages. You know, the Marine site's been around, like I said, it was our first, started in 03, got 235,000 Marines listed there. Navy is the second oldest, but it's our largest site with over 455,000.
Wow.
Air Force and Army just recently launched, and Coast Guard, like I said, launched really a couple of weeks ago. Got 1,000 guys on it now.
And the important thing, once again, is it's military only. So you don't have to put up with a bunch of dummies getting onto this site and trashing it up.
That's right. We're not open to the general public like some social networking sites like a Facebook or a MySpace would be. You're not required to submit documentation when you join the site. Well, we have a verify and dispute system. If other members see what's being posted by someone and it just doesn't make sense, they post a dispute to it, which alerts the site administrators and the profile reviewers, and then we politely get up with those folks that have profiles that just don't make sense, and then we ask them to verify what they've posted. And in that way, like I said, it's peer-reviewed. The site kind of becomes self-policing in a way, and it works extremely well. With the kind of growth we had, it just we anticipated and that we have had, it simply wouldn't make sense to require everybody to send in documentation straight away. But this backup system works extremely well, and so consequently, the members on the site, we have an extremely high percentage of legitimate veteran people that are on here. It's different from any other site on the web. And another point I'd like to make is the absence of any advertising whatsoever within the site.
I was just going to mention that. Yeah,
we have to preserve the sanctity and integrity of the site and to keep it of, by, and for military. We didn't want to let advertisers in because, advertisers are the lifeblood of the majority of the websites out there. But advertisers, they like to show ads, but they also like to get data for marketing purposes. We knew that by, requesting our users to put in their data so that they can be reconnected with each other, we wanted to protect that data. We never had any intentions, and we refused to release any of that data to any third parties, especially for any profit scenarios. So the sites are completely devoid of any ads, no pop-ups, no windows, no nothing. We're entirely member-supported, which, again, makes us quite unique from any site out there on the web.
Now, how many people do you have administering the site? You have a million
like a
members.
Massive effort, yeah.
That's where the magic of the military comes in. Everybody that works on our admin staff on the various sites is former military. Most of us are either retired and or disabled veterans at the same time. But believe it or not, we've got less than 20. But because of we run it like a military shop, it's incredibly efficient. Everybody has specific functions they do. And, if a member on TWS requests assistance, needs help, they get a live response from a fellow veteran, not a call center in, Bangladesh or something. And we pride ourselves on that and on giving well-informed professional responses across the board. So, again, that's to preserve the sanctity of who we're serving. We're serving fellow veterans, not just, millions and millions of anonymous users. And we want to treat them with the respect and honor that they deserve.
From your beginnings in 2003, and let me say this, Randy, you talked about a man who really was ahead of his time, you might say.
Oh, yeah.
Major, that'd be you, sir. Because like Randy said, back in 2003, social networking sites, the hell are you talking about?
You had to be pretty visionary.
But I got to believe, you probably heard me talking about Facebook and Iran and Twitter and all that kind of thing. I bet you this thing, is about to explode in the growth-wise.
Well, we would like to think so. And we've really recently introduced some new features. I'm very proud of what we're doing with the VFW now. I've described how we've got how our personal profile pages work that tell your own military service history. We just opened the box on a new feature that does essentially the same thing for the various military associations that are around the country, the VFW being one of the key organizations we wanted to serve. And by doing that, we kind of allow the associations to tell their story as well, and in the process, connect their members and provide a member roster tool with communications tools included in it that are really kind of unavailable anywhere else. And in doing that, for instance, on your personal military profile page, your military history page, you can show, all members can show their membership in any of the thousands of military associations that are out there. That becomes another data set, another parameter that they're connected on. So you could have, and we've seen it hundreds of times already, you got guys that are in the same town, belong to the same associations, but didn't know they lived down the street from each other.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Let me tell a little story here, since you brought up our the VFW's association with the site. About a week or so ago, my assistant, Randy Law, came to me and said, listen, I've been speaking with Major Prater, and he'd like a list of all the VFW posts that they can, you know, put up on the site. And I'm like, you know, there's like 8,000 posts, and that's just way too much work. Yeah, you know, I don't want to do that to them. Yeah. Why don't we just give them the department headquarters, 54,
right,
you know, and build it from there so we don't kill anybody? Well, guess what? They wanted the 8,000, and they're doing it. How do you work so fast
with 20 people?
Now, you say it's like a military environment, like a boot camp environment, or what?
Well, no, the magic sauce here is that computers are here to make our lives easier, and they will do what you tell them to, usually, most of the time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for things like that, and by the way, those will be added and fully available to everybody on every site within the week.
8,000 wow. Within a week, Randy. Unbelievable.
You know, I can see the VFW going to Together We Served to find out information about the post. I mean, these guys were so complete and
it's a great
functional.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Major Prater, listen, first of all, I just want to thank you for your service. And, man, I mean, just for having this vision that of a site like this, and I'm glad that a site like this is in somebody's hands like yours. I mean, right. You know, you treat the veterans with the respect they deserve and the dignity they deserve, and it's just a great site. So togetherweserve.com is all you need to know. You go there, you get the information, and we want to check back with you in a couple of weeks when you have 2 million members.
Please do. I welcome the opportunity anytime, and thank you very much. You know, you flatter me with the descriptions of what we've done here. It's been a teamwork effort. I'm just a cog in the wheel, but I'm happy and proud to serve.
Right. Spoken like a Marine.
That's right. Thanks for being with us.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.